Hi there. I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple. So I just want to take a minute here to thank Leo Bites, who make incredible raw freeze-dried crisps. You've got to try the strawberry ones. They are amazing. And Audio Boom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, we are so excited to have Jade English with us. Jade is a presenter and content producer who's previously worked on podcasts such as The Apprentice Qualified, Finding Feel Good, and Love Island with Pineapple. She's a regular on BBC Radio Manchester and has worked for one of the top radio stations in Australia, as well as running her own internal comms podcast company.
I tend to be a little bit more blur with my ideas. That's the best way I could describe it, where I have a million ideas, but I'm not particularly good at structuring them. Whereas Jules is great at being like, right, okay, this is a great idea that you've got. So is this. Let's pull them all together. And I think that's one thing that has really actually made Pineapple such a great company to work for, really, because work for and work with, I've been lucky enough to do both. You know, without that structure, it's all very good having ideas, but if you haven't got someone to actually funnel you into the right direction, then they don't come off.
We are a bit yin and yang in that way, and it really does work, doesn't it? We found the ways over the years that we've known each other now to balance. It's great.
100%. It's so weird because I think on paper, realistically, our relationship shouldn't work because, you know, we do work very, very differently. But I actually think that yin and yang, you know, I pull you out in different ways and you definitely pull me back as well and keep me in line. And it is really good, isn't it? But I think if two people were to see us separately, they might think absolutely no chance that's going to work.
Yeah, agreed. Possibly, you know, if you had to pinpoint a challenge as well as like something that has been amazing and was an incredible experience, that probably would be it, right? Bringing that together was quite a challenge in a lot of ways.
Oh my God. Yeah, definitely. And we became so obsessed with it. Like, do you not remember? We literally were texting, WhatsApping, calling about all day, every day, weren't we? I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, I've had this idea, let's do this. And, you know, this amazing podcast that we'd decided to do and then managed to get funding for it, you know, working out all the logistics in a foreign country during a pandemic, it was definitely challenging. But I think it was incredible. I think it's the best project I've ever done, really.
Yeah, I think there's only a few times in my career, and possibly you could say the same, when it's become that level of obsessive. We really were like sleeping, eating, like it was our entire life. And it probably did help that there was a pandemic and we were locked down, because it gave us that, it was a focus for us, right? It was a, you know, and the challenge was, how do we do this during a pandemic? How do we get to Bali? And let's talk about the premise, because people might not know about Finding Feel Good. So tell us a little bit about it, Jade.
Sure. So Finding Feel Good is all about following my journey of discovering alternative therapies and how they can help me live a healthier and happier life. It was a bit of a different structure that we decided to do in the end, wasn't it? So obviously, because it was during a pandemic, we were trying to wait for the borders to open back up for us to go to Bali. So we decided that initially we would meet up, well, virtually meet up with people in the UK to find out about sound healing, to find out about cacao ceremonies, all these weird and wonderful hacks that you can do to make yourself feel good. And then once the borders opened back up, we traveled to Bali to test them out in real time. So it was just, I just think that was so, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Actually, just thinking back on it now, I'm like, oh wow, that's really clever that we did that. I don't feel like I've reflected on it quite how amazing it was.
It was. It really was amazing. And it was a big challenge for us, figuring out how we work together. We'd worked on The Apprentice Qualified, hadn't we? That podcast before, with a
great producer called Sam Bonham. We put that together almost as soon as you and I got to know each other, didn't we? So we had an idea of how we worked together, but then to throw ourselves into, yeah, all the stuff that we did in the UK, prepping, speaking to people virtually, and then spending a month in Bali, you know, basically dragging our recording kit around the island, talking to as many people as we could. And, you know, a month sounds like a long time, but actually it was packed. Like we did a lot in that time. We spoke to a lot of amazing people. You spoke to a lot of amazing people. I stood there and tried my best to record it without laughing or
feeling a bit
being overwhelmed by the emotion of the moment, depending on who we were speaking to. And it's definitely a proud project for me, and I know it is for you. Let's think about some of the other moments in your career that might have been like as obsessive or got you in that creative flow similarly. One that stands out for me, I'm thinking about when you went to Australia, you know, and you, not the first time, but the second time you went to Australia and you threw yourself into life there again, didn't you?
Yes. So, well, again, I feel like all my stories start with Bali, but I had decided to move back to Australia. And on the way through, I went to Bali and I'd already been, you know, fully in flow doing podcasting because I'd set up my own company doing internal comms podcasting whilst I was back in the UK. And so from that moment, I went to Bali and I did a podcast with somebody that I met at dinner somewhere. I'd met someone over dinner and we ended up doing a podcast together. And I was like, right, I'm moving to Australia and I want to work in radio still. That's my background. Like what stations would you recommend really? Because I didn't really know much about the Australian landscape. And this girl was like, oh, you know what? I can put you in touch with some guy if you want called Grant. He works at the radio station in Melbourne. I was like, okay, great. Sounds good. So I dropped this guy an email saying, hi, like I'm moving to Australia. Like my background is in PR and in podcasting. Do you have any jobs? Long story short, I get to Australia, I meet up with the guy and I was like, oh, you know, this girl that I met in Bali. He was like, I've never heard of her before in my life. I was like, oh, well, lucky she's heard of you. And hi, I'm here for a job. And long story short, I ended up heading up the PR for the equivalent of BBC Sounds out there. So it's called Podcast One. They've just changed the name to Listener. And also doing the internal comms for all of the major radio stations out there. So Triple M, Hit. And I landed that job and it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was just such an amazing job. And just so bizarre that they were looking for somebody in that exact position. It was like it had literally been made for me. I was supposed to get sponsored and then stay in Australia permanently through that company. But then COVID hit. And I always remember, like, I'd put my application in to get sponsored to live in Australia. So that's where the company that you work for likes what you're doing. Well, really likes what you're doing because they have to pay an absolute fortune to make you stay there. And I remember someone saying to me, oh, you know, this thing COVID that we've heard about, like, apparently it's like going to get bad. And I remember like being like, oh, well, I'm going to go back to England for a couple of weeks and then come back. And I remember this lawyer that I was speaking to try and get this visa. He said, I think if you leave, you won't be able to get back in. And I was like, ha ha ha, imagine that won't ever happen. Like that sounds like, that sounds like a parallel, like a completely different universe even. And anyway, my flight got cancelled. It turns out you really couldn't leave the country. And then they couldn't sponsor me anymore because they had to cut everybody's salary by like a significant percentage. And they stopped spending. They had to make people redundant. I mean, you remember what it was like. After a couple of months of all my flights getting cancelled, the government put on special flights for British nationals to be able to get home. So I got home, obviously being a busybody, I couldn't just sit and not do a lot of my time. So that is when the pitch of finding Feelgood came up.
Yeah, their loss, my gain, as it turns out. Thank you so much, Jade, for being our guest on the Podcasting Playbook. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work we do. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way very, very soon. And before I go, I just want to take a minute here to let you know about something I'm really excited we're doing, the Pineapple Awards. We're all about investing in young people and supporting them as they get into the audio, podcasting and radio industries. So we've set up an annual opportunity to showcase the talent of young people. They'll get great prizes, real industry experience and the chance to network with the biggest bosses of the industry. And there are three categories: Best Producer, Best Editor and Best Creative Idea. The Pineapple Awards are supported by Leo Bites, Stella, House of Kalmar, Ice Cool Design and Audio Boom. The closing date is February 28th, 2023, and all the details are on the Pineapple website, so get entering now.